Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Dangelmayer, who is the CEO of BlueSnap. Hi, Ralph. Thanks for joining me again today.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me again.
So we're going to talk a little bit today about video games and how to, or actually online games, and how to actually monetize those games. And that's a tricky, tricky problem in and of itself, second only to Fermat's last theorem, which is the impossible mathematical challenge to solve. So I'm curious, what is BlueSnap's interest in monetizing games online?
Well, as you know, Karen, the video game industry is now a multi-billion dollar market and growing dramatically. And there's two models. People call it free-to-play, where you can download a game and play it for free, which was going on all over the Internet, I'm sure within our households. And then there's the App Store, where you can go to the App Store and pay for an app or a game. So these are very low money, low monetization. So what's really happening is people are trying to get individuals to stay in the game, so within the game they can buy different levels or different gold or things like that within the game, so they can start to monetize this at very small dollar amounts. And the second thing people are doing is they're capitalizing on advertising that's going around in the game, trying to get people to click on advertising sales. So that's where the monetization comes in, and that's where we get interested.
So what is unique about this particular class of merchant and the consumer that is trying to really entice to buy the things that you just described?
Well, that's a good question. I think what's unique is a couple of things. First of all, this is sold at very low price points, 99 cents or dollar, and a lot of it's free. So now you've got something for free, and all of a sudden you're trying to get people to try to buy things within the games. So that's a unique model. And the transactions tend to be pretty small. So you're trying to make money on what we call microtransactions, small transactions. I think the other thing that's really unique and is driving some innovation in the payment space is what I call the easy to buy. So maybe invented by folks like at Apple with iTunes, where you can listen to a song and all of a sudden buy. Well, when you're in a game, you want to be able to buy right within the game and not have to wait, and for small dollar amounts. So I think that's unique, and that's really pushing the envelope here in payments.
So isn't one of the other things that is going on this whole idea of interactive gaming, where, you know, I'm in the U.S. and I'm playing with someone in another country, is that a phenomenon as well that you're seeing happen?
Yes, a huge phenomenon. And what we're seeing is when you're in the game and you're playing somebody, say, multi-country, you want to be able to maybe quickly buy something on your phone or on your device, so you can get a one-up on that person. And it's pushing payment types, because a lot of these people don't have Visa MasterCards, and or they don't necessarily understand the other person's language. So it's pushing the one-click purchase to be within someone's language, within somebody's currency, and a lot of times with their payment type, which might not be Visa and MasterCard. So that's really important.
So it sounds to me like the experience that's important is it obviously has to be easy, because if someone's in the game, it has to almost be invisible, automatic, so that the game that they're playing can not be interrupted, especially if it's a competitive game. And then there has to be this situation of being able to accommodate language and currencies. Given that, what kinds of things are you seeing as best practices, and what specifically is BlueSnap doing to help move that along?
Well, maybe the best way to probably do that is we'll give you an example. We have a customer here in the Massachusetts area called Disruptor Beam, and they've got a game which is pretty popular right now called Game of Thrones because of the show on HBO.
Yep.
And what I think they've done is very, very good, is they've been able to seamlessly integrate in the payments into the game. So when you're in the game, you can buy a flaming sword, you can buy gold, and from the consumer's point of view or the gamer's point of view, they've never left the game. It's been all seamless right within the game. And that's really driven up a lot of volume and sales for them. And they can get a lot of people to start doing transactions quickly in the game and share and buy with other folks they're playing with. The other thing that's interesting is this took very short time for them to get live. This is an implementation that we worked with them on that took less than 2 days to go from their first design to actually going live with the product.
How did that happen? How did that happen in less than 2 days?
So we provide a set of frames, or we call templates, that can actually sit within their games that they can just customize the colors and the look and feel so it matches right into their game online. And it's a very simple process, and they're a talented group of gamers, so it was easy for them to roll that out.
So basically what you guys are doing is making a turnkey payment solution that can be embedded in these games. Is that right?
That's correct. And then what we allow them to do is play the game on basically any device and have this one-click checkout. So with the game, so the checkout and the game run seamlessly, whether you're working on the iPad or the Android or the iPhone, et cetera.
And it works if I'm playing this game competitively with someone in another country?
Correct.
Pretty cool. So what other things do you think we need to know about solutions with respect to gaming and payment? What are some of the things that you think we haven't touched on that are important to know?
Well, I think you hit the main ones. I think easy is really, really critical. I think the easy to buy, being able to handle micropayments is really, really important. Be able to have different spots in the game where we think people will try to be able to monetize and buy. Be able to make sure that the experience is within the game and to make sure that it works on, we call it, any device in any country with any language and any currency. We think those elements will make a very successful deployment for someone who's trying to monetize gaming.
So probably the most important question of all, what games are you playing, Ralph?
Well, Karen, I don't have a lot of time to play games.
Okay, well, with that qualifier, when you do have time.
When I do, I've played the Game of Thrones, and I got to be honest, I'm not that good at it, but I have played that game, and I'm going to try the new Star Trek game, which is coming out, so I'm interested to do that. But primarily, I do play some Wii, Nintendo Wii, and a little bit of PlayStation, and I find that's a whole other interesting segment because they've started to go online and playing different people around the world in those games. And those are monthly subscriptions, so that's a little bit of a different version, but it's also very important.
Yeah, I'm still at Skee Ball and Bejeweled. This is how advanced I am, but I'm getting better at Skee Ball, I have to say.
Geez, I thought you'd be like a Candy Crush person.
You know, I've never tried that, but in part because I don't want it showing up in my Facebook feed when I do it, because I don't want to be embarrassed at how badly I probably will play. But it's been great to get the scoop from you, Ralph, on how to make the monetization of these really exciting and dynamic gaming platforms something that works for both the game makers and the users. So thanks for taking the time to tell us about it.
You're welcome, Karen. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.